Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
An apparent oversight by state lawmakers has temporarily halted horse racing, racing simulcasts, and betting on those events in Massachusetts. Track operators and fans are hoping the glitch will be repaired today. More from WBUR's Quincy Walters.
Soon after people got off the train at the Suffolk Downs T station, they found out there'd be no simulcast racing show.
Would you believe it? All my well-laid plans of betting the horses. Oh, my God.
The problem is lawmakers did not give final approval to an extension of the racing and simulcast law. Robert Morano asks, what are politicians being paid for?
This is my recreation. You know, this is what I enjoy doing. I'll have to go to a movie.
But fans yesterday were just showing up for simulcasting from New York.
It'll really, really make a significant impact if we're not able to race this weekend.
Chip Tuttle is the chief operating officer of Suffolk Downs.
This first weekend in August was to be the third weekend of live racing for us this summer. And we've got hundreds of people and hundreds of horses shipping in for the weekend.
And if the problem's not corrected by then, Tuttle says millions of dollars will be lost. Fred Oliver is a race fan from Alston.
I was surprised to learn that when I got here, there is no racing because of the legislative non-approval. And I was a little bit surprised by that, but I'm also very disappointed.
Whether racing could resume tomorrow is uncertain. While state lawmakers ended their formal sessions early yesterday, they have a chance to move the law forward today. They meet in informal sessions today and could still approve an extension as long as no lawmakers object. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.